Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the ochre hues of yet another sunset, bleeding into a sky scarcely able to muster any blue, one cannot help but reminisce the titans that once towered towards it, forests of old, vast and viridescent. It is here, in the shadowy aftermath of these colossi, that the silhouettes of desolation stretch far beyond the horizon. This very land protests in a mute display, a brutal tableau of nature's grandeur eviscerated. These shadows, remnants of the Amazon, whispers of the Congo, are not cast by the sun, but by history's contempt. In our relentless march for progress, we cleave through the lungs of the earth, leaving behind an ashen asthmatic gasping for air. Where orchestras of wildlife once composed symphonies, now the silence is deafening. It echoes with the ghosts of extinguished species, with the skeletons of trees once immense. There are no tales of recovery here. This is not a script for regeneration, but a chronicle of woe. As night falls, the shadows deepen, merging with the dark like oil with water, inseparable and suffocating. These once vibrant ecosystems, now deserts of biodiversity, speak of a time when verdancy was more than a color. It was a promise of unending life, a cycle unbroken. We broke that cycle, and now the earth bleeds soil where there should be roots. Life persists, they say, as we catch a fleeting glimpse of movement. But these are not the herds, flocks, and schools that signified abundance. They are the last of their kind, skulking in the fringes, too wary and too weary. They have learned the game of shadows all too well, for in these crepuscular moments, even hope is a target. Let it be known, this is no gallery of lost grandeur. It's a crime scene, and as investigators of our own misdeeds, we find the evidence overwhelming. Toxic skies, arboric oceans devouring themselves with plastic, earth split and scarred by extractive zeal. Yet, with all the evidence laid bare, the jury of our collective conscience remains hung. Could we have heeded the warnings? Science laid out the facts, but we chose the fable of eternal growth on a finite planet. We auctioned off Eden for a handful of convenience, trading paradise for parking lots. And in these parking lots, children play, their laughter a haunting echo in the valleys of the vanished, where green giants once held court. Now the shadows where forests stood are not just absences of light. They are monoliths to folly, epitaphs etched into the land, and lingering questions to future generations. Will they say, here once were forests? Or even more tragic, what's a forest? The answer hangs in the carbon-drenched air, as palpable as the loss we've yet to fully fathom. As our story unfolds in shades of brown and gray, the dusk gives way to an impenetrable night, a fitting end to the day for those who can no longer distinguish dawn from twilight. The real dystopia is not in what we see, but in what we fail to do. No phoenix will rise from these ashes. No legendary beast will save us from ourselves. And as the night claims the shadows, we understand regret is the only seed we've sowed aplenty.